had been a long time since Dan had eaten, and his empty stomach growled. He looked at the basket filled with goods he had gotten at the market. "Of course, I could just have a little supper here," he thought. He watched as the last of the villagers disappeared around the bend. On the other hand, it would be sad to miss such a delightful party. The Duke's big estate is so grand. I am sure that the Duke and the royal cooks will be putting on quite a feast for everyone, especially considering it is the Duke's birthday and all. Dan scrambled to his feet. He stepped into his shoes and tied the laces tight. He gathered up his things and set off up the road. Pretty soon he was running. "I'd better get going," he said to himself. "I would hate for the Duke to start his birthday banquet without me."